This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It's do or die time for urging the Supreme Court to take up a case that has big implications for America's farmers and ranchers. The American Farm Bureau and other groups recently petitioned the court to hear the case, and we expect a decision within the next 2 to 4 weeks. Now is the time to create buzz about the issue so the justices and their clerks will understand how important it is to farmers, home builders, and anyone who wants state and local governments to keep land use zoning decisions close to home, where officials are more in touch with how decisions will affect their citizens and economies. The Environmental Protection Agency has imposed a regulatory blueprint on the 6-state Chesapeake Bay watershed, setting strict federal guidelines on land uses such as farming, forestry, and development. That's bad news for people in the region who want their food grown locally or who want to build homes and see their communities grow and thrive. It's also bad news for the rest of the country because the agency claims the Clean Water Act gives it this power and the law is the same in Missouri as in Maryland. If EPA can get away with it in the Chesapeake area, the same federal overreach is coming to farm fields and backyards around the country. The blueprint is yet another EPA land grab. The agency seems determined to expand its control over private and local land use by any means necessary. Whether it's the Waters of the U.S. rule that would regulate nearly any patch of land where rain flows, or the Chesapeake Bay blueprint, EPA is establishing itself as a national zoning board. In a recent editorial, the Washington Examiner agreed with us that EPA is overstepping its bounds. It seems the public is with us as well, even in the mostly blue Bay states. Farm Bureau recently commissioned a public opinion poll of voters in the region. Nearly half of the respondents said that they trust state and local governments when health, safety, and environmental regulations are needed. Only 28% said they trust the federal government. More than 3/4 of respondents, or 77%, said local or state government should be responsible for regulating how people use land and grow food. Only 14% favored federal control. Drawing the line between federal control and state and local authority over land use is just the kind of issue the Supreme Court should clear up. Let your local officials, your newspapers, your members of Congress, anyone who will listen, know that this is a big deal for farmers and ranchers and for just about everyone else. When the federal government tries to dictate how or even whether we can farm our land, we will fight and we won't give up. EPA metastasizing into National Zoning Board, a Washington Examiner editorial strongly backs AFBF in urging the U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments on the Environmental Protection Agency's plan to micromanage state land use and development decisions under the guise of the Chesapeake Bay Water Quality Blueprint. The EPA's plan, like so much that it does, is both economically damaging and anti-constitutional in its distribution of powers, noted the Examiner. Further, it would have the federal government taking on zoning powers reserved to states, counties, and towns. Federal sanctions could be imposed and federal permits required for several activities that have not previously been considered point sources of pollution. Misinformation about GMOs has spread across the internet and media landscape, making it challenging to find accurate, fact-based information about GMOs. What is a GMO? Is a new video by Piffle that explains the how and why of GMOs to help demystify the topic, clears up common misconceptions, and provides a better understanding of GMOs. Check it out on the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Facebook page. Much like the Waters of the U.S. rule, the Environmental Protection Agency is on a mission to, yet again, expand its regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act, noted a recent post on the Farmer's Daughter USA blog. The post details how a crush of supporters filed friend of the court briefs in December, joining AFBF in urging the U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments on EPA's plan to micromanage state land use and development decisions under the guise of the Chesapeake Bay Water Quality Blueprint. As presidential candidates' screen-printed buses navigate the dusty back roads of America, rural voters now more than ever need to make sense of the political chaos that has taken over national headlines by researching candidates and their stances on all things agriculture. Farm Bureau recently launched a new election website, election16.fb.org, to highlight key issues, track candidates' positions, and provide links to individual websites and biographies. Farm women and men interested in information, tips, and techniques on dealing with changes in commodity markets and the agriculture industry should plan to attend the 2016 Spring Outlook, February 23rd, at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau in Carlinville. Farmers attending the Outlook will have the opportunity to hear Joe Camp from AgriVisor LLC, who is their risk management specialist, as he relates grain market insight, trends, and strategies. A question and answer session will conclude the program. The Outlook program begins with a 6 p.m. meal followed by the presentation. There is no cost to attend for Farm Bureau members. The cost for non-members is $10. But seating is limited and reservations are required. Reservations can be made by calling the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 by February 16th. The meeting is being sponsored by the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-2017 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted by March 18th. Questions can be directed to 217-854-2571. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be five scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 24th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarships, students must be Illinois residents and be a registered nurse accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available at county farm bureaus throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at remsap.com or by contacting Illinois Farm Bureau. Applications are due May 1. For additional information, call 309-557-2350. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.